Thank you for calling customer service. This is Stafford. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling because I just had an offer from Kroger to do a survey and then pick a product or whatever. And I picked a free washer. It was supposed to be like a value up to $90 or $100. And when I got to the inn, it says that I have to pay like $69 and something. Because you can pay shipping and charging of $5.97. But then at the end of the month, you're going to get charged a full price of $69. I want to cancel that immediately.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get that zip code to try to pull up your account, please?
53221. I'm like, I shouldn't have to pay for something that they were offering free for doing a survey.
Yes, ma'am. You said that zip code is 53221?
Yes.
And can I get your first and last name, please?
LaRue Saringer. S-A-R-I-N-G-E-R.
Yes, ma'am.
I shouldn't answer no survey.
And give me one moment while I try to find that account for you. Yes, ma'am. Just give me one more moment. I'm still trying to find that account. Yes, ma'am. And how long ago did you make this purchase?
About 2 minutes ago. I was checking my emails and was reading it, and they said, "Survey, normally I don't start doing surveys, but I figured I'd try and see what it was all about." And at the end, they said I'm going to have to be paying that. And I said, "No, that's not a survey. That's to me, that's scamming. You
yes,
should tell people you're going to pay that price right up front. You don't have them do a whole survey and everything else, and then say you're going to charge them."
Yes, ma'am. So I'm having a hard time finding that account. But can I get the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of your card number, please?
I don't have a card number. This is just an email I got on my phone.
Yes, ma'am. So you never put in your card information to make the purchase?
No. As soon as they started saying they were going to charge, I didn't finish accepting an order.
Yes, ma'am. So if you never submitted the order,
it never went
through. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, it was saying that I had to call you right away, so that's what I did. So.
Yes, ma'am. If you would have went on with the order and completed, then you'll have to call
mm-hmm.
us to cancel. But if you never completed the order and closed out of it before you made the purchase, then you don't have to worry about it being canceled.
Okay, but I just think that's wrong because you offer it as a gift for doing a survey and then you end up telling them they're going to pay for it. So that's not right. So, okay, thank you, though.
You're welcome, and thank you again for calling customer service.
Yeah.